You're listening to SBS News.
The 2020 Pfizer deal was as good as it gets. That's according to Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt, who reiterated Australia's original Pfizer agreement was the best and only offer available at the time. While other countries like the United States, Canada, Japan, and Britain managed to place significant orders in June or July of last year, Australia failed to secure a deal until late December. Mr. Hunt emphasised there was no alternative option.
We were seeing mass death in Europe and America. And we were fortunate to receive our share, but we recognised from the outset, and I've said this on many occasions, that the global supply chain was both limited and nor did we consider it to be fully reliable.
The original deal was for 10 million Pfizer doses. The order was doubled to 20 million doses in February and doubled again to 40 million doses in April. Labor's health spokesman Mark Butler has rejected Mr. Hunt's explanation.
Does Scott Morrison truly expect Australians to believe that we were unable to secure a deal with this company, but 34 countries were able to secure a deal? The truth is that Scott Morrison and his government deliberately adopted a so-called wait-and-see strategy on vaccine procurement, which is why we've been so desperately short of Pfizer all year now.
Greens leader Adam Bandt is calling for children to be factored into the country's vaccination plan. Australia currently has no plan for vaccinating people under the age of 16. This is in contrast to other countries like the US, where the Pfizer vaccine is recommended for children as young as 12. Mr. Bandt says thousands of children and teenagers have been infected in Australia and deserve to be protected.
There's no promises, no commitments, and critically no targets. And the thing is, Scott Morrison's 80% vaccination target is actually only 65% of the whole population. And the Grattan Institute has made it clear that if we lift restrictions when only 65% of the whole population is vaccinated, we are going to see thousands of deaths.
Australia's third COVID-19 vaccine, Moderna, is to be rolled out from the middle of next month, with final approvals likely to be conducted within the next 2 weeks by the Therapeutic Goods Association. Moderna is a two-dose vaccine, with the second dose given 28 days after the initial jab. Greg Hunt says a total of 10 million Moderna doses have been ordered.
We're likely to receive approval from the TGA, but it is in their hands within the next 2 weeks, and that we would receive 1 million doses during the course of September and then 3 million in each of October, November and December. We don't have specific consignment dates that have been provided by the company yet.
On Monday, Victoria opens Australia's first drive-through vaccination hub at a former Bunnings warehouse in Melbourne, while Victorians under 40 will be offered AstraZeneca jabs at state-run clinics. The lockdown southern state added 11 locally acquired infections to its caseload on Sunday. Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton calling on 18 to 39-year-olds to roll their sleeves up.
I'm a 52-year-old bloke. If I were 25 and AstraZeneca was the only vaccine available to me today, I would get it. Of course, it's your individual choice, but I've said all the way through, the best vaccine to get is the one that's available to you today. You will get protection from that first vaccine. You get very, very good protection from being fully vaccinated.
To New South Wales now, where a dozen suburbs in the Western Sydney Council area of Penrith have been included in the government's list of areas of concern. The state recorded 262 new cases, and at least 72 of them were in the community while infectious. Authorities also reported one new death, bringing the total number of fatalities in this outbreak to 28. As millions of residents entered their 43rd straight day and week 7 of lockdown, Premier Gladys Berejiklian stressed the need for employers to provide mental health support to staff working from home.
And we urge every employer to consider the well-being of their employees and workplaces. And of course, it's in everybody's interest, because if there is a COVID outbreak in your workplace will be closed down.
10 pop-up mental health clinics are to be established across Greater Sydney, while 12 others already operating in Victoria will be extended. And southeast Queensland has emerged from lockdown. But up north, Cairns and the Aboriginal community of Yarrabah have entered a 3-day lockdown. After a marine pilot tested positive last week, another case has emerged. This time, a taxi driver who was infectious in the community for at least 10 days. After emerging from 14-day quarantine, Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk issued this message to Cairns residents.
The Cairns community, I know you can do this. I know it's going to be tough. But the next 3 days, I need you to stay at home, minimise your movements. Let's test as much as we possibly can.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.